I am Terry Dornbush, and it really is an honor to be back here with you, having the opportunity to do the Lenten message for the third year. Last year, it was March 4th, 2020, and I gave the message, and within 2 weeks, everything shut down. Restaurants shut down, the churches shut down, the schools shut down. We even lost the state, the national basketball tournament. So I was a little surprised when Brian sent me a note again about a month ago or so and said, would you be interested in doing it again? Now, I don't know. Maybe his thought was, if he had me back to speak in 2 weeks, everything would be open. I'm not sure it'll work that way, but we can be hopeful. So, let's bow for a word of prayer. Father God, may the meditations that you have put in my heart and the words you bring out of my mouth be a blessing to you and to those who have chosen to participate in the service tonight. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we are going to continue to look at our spiritual disciplines or practices that will enhance our relationship with Jesus. As we move through Lent to Holy Week, it is a good time to refocus our hearts and our efforts to walk closer to our Lord each and every day. We have talked about devotion in our lives. We've talked about listening and reading God's Word. We've talked about the Sabbath moments. And tonight, I want us to talk a little about prayer and submission, and making room in our lives for that. We know prayer is critical to the life of a Christian. As we find in the gatewaybible.com, the Bible contains the word pray, prayer, or praying about 780 times. And Pastor Kirk always says you can tell the importance of a concept or of a, in a passage or in the Bible by the number of times that word is used. So prayer is important. We read in the scripture what happens when we pray. We read how to pray. We read when to pray. We read where Jesus prayed, where Paul prayed. Paul said we should pray without ceasing. He even told us to pray about other Christians and helped us figure out how. So prayer is important. And when we pray, we talk to God, we listen to God, and we pray to God. So for an effective prayer life, we need to know and have a very open, intimate relationship with God, because that relationship has a major impact on our praying methods, our praying habits, and on our willingness to share and talk with and listen to God. In John 15, Jesus uses the vine and branches analogy to teach his disciples and us the importance of this relationship as we mature and transform into the person God would have us to be. So let's open our Bibles to John 15, 1 through 15. And remember, it's Jesus talking to his disciples, teaching his disciples and us. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you, Jesus says. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know what his master's business, Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Lesson from Jesus to us on remaining close to him. So Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. The vine does everything for the branches. The vine brings nutrients and water to us branches. The vine raises us branches up off the ground so we get better light, and enables us to hold on to the vine and protects us against the wind and storms that often batter us in our lives here on earth. Apart from the vine, branches are mere withering sticks, soon ready for burning. But the scripture says, remaining in Christ can make us living, thriving Christians, heavy with fruitfulness and laden with usefulness for God and his neighbors. So this scripture describes four results from this union with Christ that apply to our talk tonight. First, we find in verse 7, which is an effective prayer life. Jesus says, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. See, prayer is answered because if we remain in Christ, if we have a working, active relationship with Christ, we will only ask for what is in accord with God's will. The second result is found in verse 8. The Father is glorified through our fruitfulness and service to others. Verse 8, Jesus said, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The third result is that the fullness of joy will flow from Christ into every soul that is tied with him. In verse 11, Jesus said, I have said these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy may be complete. And lastly, the fourth is in 14 and 15. And it is, I kind of paraphrase Jesus saying, you are my friends. We are his friends. He is a friend of us. And what a friend we have in Jesus. That song just really hits that point. So for the ability for us to participate in sustained prayer life and be fruitful in service, we have true joy to walk as friends with Jesus, and we have him as our source of truth and life. One author called this close, dynamic, personal relationship living in the presence of God. Fully aware of everything God does for us, the gifts, the blessings he shares with us, knowing he is always with us in good times and troubled times, sharing with him in all things. Yes, truly living in God's presence. See, this was the method Jesus used in the transformation of his disciples. They literally lived in the presence of God. These ordinary men were transformed into extraordinary disciples. He ate with them, he slept with them, walked with them, encouraged them, disciplined them, prayed with them, and all this transformation occurred in their day-to-day life with Jesus. Much of Jesus' ministry occurred everyday life. The disciples were fishermen, tax collectors, and Jesus met them where they were. And we can meet Jesus at any time. So in today's world, and if we want to be this close to Jesus, we need to look for ways to make room for prayer and communicating with God. How might that look? Let's take a look at some what ifs. What if we woke up each morning with a message from Jesus? Each morning you get up, instead of reaching for your phone, you reach for Jesus calling. 365 messages from Jesus. I want to just share you what that looks like. And I always put my first name in because that's who he's talking to when I'm reading. Terry, he says, trust me enough to spend ample time with me, pushing back the demands of the day. Refuse to feel guilty about something that is so pleasing to me, the King of the universe, because I am omnipotent. I am able to bend time and events in your favor. You will find that you can accomplish more in less time after you have given yourself to me in rich communion. As you align yourself with me, with my perspective, you can sort out what is important and what is not. Don't fall into the trap of being constantly on the go. Many, many things people do in my name have no value in my kingdom. To avoid doing meaningless works, stay in continual communications with me. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So what if each morning we woke up and that was the first thing we put into our minds? Would that enhance our relationship with Jesus? Would that help us make more room for prayer in our lives? And what if, when you left the house and got into your car, or one of your cars, and all the radios were on Christian stations? So while you were driving, you were listening to hymns, listening to sermons, listening to Christian conversation instead of talk shows. I recommend, if you have satellites, 65 Enlighten, 101.5, the Praise Network, or 103.7, WWIB. Every time you're in the car. Now, the Twins haven't been playing. That might make it a little problem. But every time when you're in the car, you listen to the Christian and you lived in the presence of Jesus. Would that enhance your relationship with Jesus and help make room for prayer? And what if throughout your day, you went through your day, you made a strong effort to look at work in your life and continually look for ways to lift prayers up to Jesus. One-line prayers, minute prayers. Paul writes and says in Philippians that in every situation, through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, bring your request to God. So what if you're on your walk and you see these cheerleaders, these little red cheerleaders in all the trees, and they are tremendous this time of the day, sitting up in the tree saying, go on, you can keep going, keep going. And you thank God for the cardinals that are all up in the trees this time of year. Or what if you... At work, you're meeting with your boss. Say, Lord, put words in my mouth. Open my mind to his suggestions. Help me be patient. And Pastor Kirk has talked about walking and praying as you're walking around the neighborhood. Pray for that gentleman that's coming down his driveway with his walker. First solo mission going out for the summer. Would that enhance your relationship with Jesus and make room for prayer? What if doing some of these simple things would be transformed like the disciples were by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. See, we didn't add hours to our week. We did make a slight adjustment by lifting our eyes to Jesus, by praying, transforming prayers to Jesus throughout our entire day. We would have truly walked through our day in the living in the presence of our Lord. Now, would that help us enhance our time with Jesus and find room for prayer? What if we committed to worship every week? What if we committed to reading the Bible, attending a Bible study, finding Sabbath time? What if we did acts of mercy? We loved our neighbors more. We fed the hungry, comforted those in need. Would that help our relationship with God and enhance our prayer life? So how do we do this? Stephen Covey says in his First Habit of Highly Effective People, he says, to be effective in our whole life, we need to be proactive. We need to take charge of our lives, be responsible in our lives. We need to make time in our lives to draw close to God in prayer. Nobody can do it with us. I'm convinced our business, our profession, our families, our communities, yes, even our church, will take everything we're willing to give. You see, we only have 168 hours a week. Nobody has any more, no matter who we are. I think Jesus is saying through this scripture, we need to ensure that we make time in our lives to draw close to God in prayer. We need to use the time God gives us to stay close to Him. Somebody once said, everybody should spend at least a half hour each day in prayer or at Jesus' feet. And when they're really busy, they should spend an hour each day with Jesus. So as we walk these final days, plus the days of Lent, let's fix our eyes on Jesus and seek to start at least one new habit that will bring us closer to a walk with God. Shall we pray? Father God, we know it's not easy to find time to spend with you in prayer as we know we should. But we know, Lord, that you are an all-powerful God. And Paul states in his letter to Timothy that the Spirit you place in our hearts does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-control. So though we say we can't, with you we can. So work in our lives beginning today to help us develop new habits so we always make room in our lives for prayer and communion with you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.